I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 772, Adam Was Alone. Yesterday, we looked at our belly buttons. I even encouraged you to actually look at your belly button, literally, not just metaphorically. Today's episode is a close follow-up on the concepts that were taught there. It takes us all the way back to the beginning of time, to our first earthly father, a guy named Adam, or Adam. And the question is, was he alone? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. So that presupposes that there are others. There are actually two creation stories in Genesis, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. In the first chapter, toward the end, God creates humans, and it's put like this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. But in the second chapter, we get a fuller, more complete version of how and why Eve was created. In the second account, God said, "It's not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper fit for him." And then he gets at it. It tells us about God forming the animals and the birds and bringing them all to Adam so he can name them. Then we have this haunting line in the biblical text, Genesis 2:20, "But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him." Now this is awesome. God says that Adam should not be alone, so he makes animals, and he lets Adam name the cows cows and the crows crows and so on. But after all that, he's still alone. And that's when he puts Adam to sleep and forms Eve from Adam's side. Here's my point. Before Eve, was Adam alone or not? Now think with me. I mean, how could he be alone? He had all the animals to keep him company. He had a garden paradise to run. And he had God himself. Yet in all of that, even God was not enough. That's a big deal, disciples. What's the take home for us? Well, isn't it clear? We were created for community. God is who he is in community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he created humans for community as well. We need one another. That means you may find satisfaction in your job or your hobbies or your travels or your toys, but they will not fill the hole in your soul that only others who know you and love you can fill. Now don't misunderstand. This is not saying that everyone needs to be married and that single people are second-class citizens in God's economy. That's not what I'm getting at. Married or not, we need other people in our lives. People to talk with, love with, cry with, create with, enjoy the pleasures of our days with, and on and on. George Odell put it so well. We need one another when we mourn and we would be comforted. When we're troubled and afraid, when we despair, in temptation, and need to be recalled to our best selves again. We need one another when we would accomplish some great purpose and cannot do it alone. In the hour of our successes, when we look for someone to share our triumphs, and in the hour of our defeat, when with encouragement we might endure and stand again. We need one another when we come to die, and would have gentle hands prepare us for the journey. All our lives we are in need, and others are in need of us. Here's the great question. Who are five people today that you're most thankful to have in your life? Won't you take a moment to express your gratitude to God and to them for their companionship on your journey? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Scotty Smith. Heavenly Father, I cannot imagine how storms can be navigated, burdens borne, and hardships handled without the company of a few good friends. I praise you today for the gift of friendship, for the joy, encouragement, and refreshment you give me through my friends. I praise you for friends who know how to refresh the hearts of the saints, including this saint. I praise you for friends who remind me of the truth and the power of the gospel, of the love of Jesus, and of the bigger story that you're always writing. I praise you for friends who share their lives, not just the gospel. I praise you for friends who offer tears and not just their answers. I praise you for friends who give self-giving wisdom and not just mess-fixing formulas. Thank you, God, that we're not alone. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 773. And in the meantime, Eric Wickstrom wrote, "We come together because within us there is something that knows we need more than we can find in our aloneness. We know instinctively in the depths of ourselves that we need others for this journey of life, even though we also guard our independence and individuality quite jealously. So let us celebrate all that makes us unique, and yet also all that makes us one. Let us dream dreams of all that we can do together. Because, podcast family, even with a beautiful place and good work to do, and even with the company of God, before Eve, in a very real sense, Adam was alone.